Hey, it's Tony Bruschi from Real Ghost Stories Online. We're at it again, giving away another $500 Amazon gift card. If you want in on this round, all you got to do, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, then shoot me a screenshot of it to contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. Very simple. Leave the review, Apple Podcasts, screenshot, send it to contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. That's it. You're entered. Very soon, another person is going to win a $500 Amazon gift card as a thank you for that review. Go ahead. Leave it now. Takes like 4 seconds. We greatly appreciate it, and good luck.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
This is Amber calling from Two Rivers, Wisconsin. I'm calling in on one of my lunch breaks at work just to tell you one of my stories. So when I was about 18 years old, me and three of my friends were driving around town at night, kind of just trying to figure out what we wanted to do for the weekend because we lived in a smaller town, so there wasn't really much activity going on. So we were driving along a side street when we ended up coming to a cemetery that had a school bus parked alongside it. Because the driver for the bus lived across the street from the cemetery. Anyway, as we got closer, we all got a really weird feeling, kind of like we shouldn't be there or we shouldn't be in that area. And all of us said that we felt really uncomfortable. But I was the one who was driving the car, and I ended up looking over at the school bus. And all of a sudden, a face popped up in one of the middle windows. It looked really angry, really malicious. So I screamed at the top of my lungs, and so did my other friends. You know, we screamed all at the same time. It wasn't me screaming and then them having a reaction to that. It was all, synchronized. So they told me to hurry up and go so we could get out of there. So I floored it, sped away, and we ended up going back to my friend's house. A couple of hours later, one of my friends actually wanted to go back to see if we could see anything else. So I was still really freaked out, so I told them that if someone else drives, I would go with them, but I would be way too shaken and nervous to drive. So we ended up going back, and we drove closer to the bus and slower to see if anything would happen. And when we got to the front end of the bus, we stopped and we were all watching out the window. And all of a sudden, the school bus doors on the side flew open, and they opened hard. Like, I was surprised that the glass on the doors didn't break. So we sped away, went back to our friend's house again. And she was so scared that she was crying. When we got back to her house, her mom was sitting in the kitchen, and my friend told her everything that had happened, and her mom didn't believe her. She actually thought she was drunk or on some type of drugs. So her mom took her to the emergency room to be tested for alcohol and drugs, and every test came back clean, and my friend was fine with this. She wanted her mom to believe her and not think that she was, you know, on some type of substance and hallucinating. But every test came back clean. None of us had been drinking. We weren't on any type of drugs, so we weren't hallucinating, not to mention we all saw the same exact thing happen. So yeah, I just wanted to call and, you know, tell you guys that story. I do actually have another story about that cemetery, but I will call in and tell you guys that story another time. So I hope to hear this on the show, and have a good day.
If you want more Real Ghost Stories and access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.